Hello, and welcome back to A Small Town in Michigan. Recently, I listened to a show on NPR about the controversy over the book American Dirt. I mentioned this to Tracy Bedford, head of Youth and Teen Services, and Evan Smale, head of Adult Services at the Clarkston Independence District Library. Tracy is reading American Dirt and is aware of the controversy. We decided that a podcast would be a good idea. So here we are, at the library, with Tracy and with Evan. Let's get started.
So American Dirt is a novel recently published by Janine Cummins. It's a novel about woman Lydia, whose entire family is murdered in Acapulco by a drug cartel. And she has to leave the country with her son, who's like 8 years old. And she takes the migrant train called La Bestia north to the United States. And so the book, I haven't finished the book yet, so that's as much as I know about the actual contents. But the controversy surrounding the book American Dirt is that Oprah picked it for her book club. But right after that happened, people started complaining about the fact that Janine Cummins is writing about this Mexican woman's experience. And Janine Cummins is a white woman. I understand why Oprah chose the book for her book club. It's a page turner. It's you get really invested in this woman's story. And just from a pure like pleasure reading kind of thing, it's great. And I hope the author does say in her author's note that she researched fastidiously to, you know, write the story. So I hope that I can say that I learned something from it. The experience that the woman goes through is crazy. Like she, and I know that that migrant train exists, that it's called La Bestia. And so people literally climb up on top of a moving train and go from like Acapulco, which is like kind of far south in Mexico, or even farther from Central America, Honduras, and ride it all the way up. Nobody's going to do that for fun, right? It's because you're trying to escape something dangerous. And I think the more people that can understand that, that's where I think this book could do good. And maybe she's not exactly technically correct in everything that she wrote. I don't know, because I haven't really researched that extensively. But I still think it'll make an impact. And I understand why Oprah picked it. Oprah likes to pick diverse books, like books with diverse characters. And she's, I don't think she's not in it for the money anymore. She's in it because she loves literature. Right. Yeah. She loves books. So I don't think this is like a shoddily written book at all.
And it just opens up the dialogue, which is always positive.
Yeah. Evan and I have done a little bit of research into it. Yep. And I'll let Evan talk a little bit.
So I think the big thing lately has been more representation for people in those cultures. So I think people are getting upset that they're seeing someone who is not representing that culture writing about it. And while I do think there should be more representation, I feel like that's on the publisher more so than the author herself. And she's getting a lot of the vitriol, where it's the publisher's responsibility to be pushing these people up and giving them voices.
Right. Because some of the articles that I've read about the book talk about how this story, not like this specific story that Janine Cummins wrote, but the story of someone traveling from Mexico because of the drug cartels and because of the harshness of the reality down there to the United States, has been told by people of color, people from Mexico, people from Central America, but and been presented to publishers, but the publishers don't publish the book because they don't think it's going to sell.
So I think the backlash on this can be a good thing because it publicizes the whole issue. So even though, you know, people are very upset, it's going to bring more focus to it and hopefully bring more Latinx and diverse voices.
Yeah. In fact, the author says in her author's notes, because I'll be honest, that controversy is what made me want to read the book. And I bought it, even though I work at a library. I didn't want to wait for the
publicity is bad publicity.
Yeah. So in her author's note, she even talks about, and she wrote this before all this controversy happened, that she was conflicted about whether or not she should write the story. She's actually married to a man who is from, I'm not sure what country, but I know he's not from the United States. I think was here illegally for a while. So she had that experience. And I think her grandma was Puerto Rican. So she does have Latinx in her background. But even then, she felt she wasn't qualified to write the story. But she talked to like one of her professor friends. And her professor friend said, that story needs to get out there because it'll help people understand what's happening. You know, if you listen to the news, maybe you only hear one side of the whole drug cartel, people coming to America, and you think it's just the bad people that are coming. Yeah. But it's really people trying to escape horrible situations.
Trying to get a better life.
And the more people that can learn about that, I think the author thought, the better.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think that, you know, we were talking about representation for Latino, Latinx people in the publishing world. And I'm not an expert in adult literature. I love it. I love to read it. But I am a children's librarian. And what I've noticed is that there is a lot of progress being made in the children's industry, because there's a movement called Own Voices. So if you ever see hashtag Own Voices, that's what this is talking about. It's authors writing about their own experience. So people with Latinx background writing about their own experience in childhood, or they're just coming from a place talking about what they know about. So and it is good because they are underrepresented. Yeah.
And I think it's good to get more people represented who are speaking about their own experience. But at the same time, I mean, you think about someone writing a fantasy book about dragons. They've not had personal experience with the dragons, but that's what fiction's all about, is creating your own. So I don't think we should shut down people who aren't of that culture writing about the culture, because they're shining light onto it. But at the same time, we need to lift up the people who aren't getting representation.
Exactly. And yeah, you should, as a writer, be able to write about whatever you want to write about. As consumers, it's up to us to decide who we want to support by buying their books. And then as publishers, it's up to them to decide. I mean, they're doing it for the money. So that's hard.
So I think this backlash will actually work twofold for both. They will make more money, but it's also going to bring more eyes to this situation.
Yes.
And then hopefully they won't just get like a token diverse person, be like, look, they're on our publishing slate now. And they'll actually make industry changes. But who knows?
That's what happened in the children's literature world. Like there was Kwame Alexander is one of the authors that started writing books for middle grade students and teens. Jason Reynolds. And then every year, more and more Black authors kept coming out with books for these middle grade students and teenagers. And it's just kind of developed into a spot where I'm on the thumbs up committee for the Michigan Library Association. And we pick like the best book published in 2019 for teens. And a good majority of the books that I read are written by people who aren't white. So I think Evan's right. I think the more attention that gets brought to it, the more equal the industry becomes, and then you can stop picking on a woman because she wrote what she wanted to write.
See a sea change in not just this industry, but TV, film, music, like everything that's coming. And I think part of that is, you know, people hate on social media, but I think part of it is the positivity of people having their voices being heard who are underrepresented and don't have that accessibility anymore. I mean, there's a lot of bad about social media too, but also
sometimes
stuff
it
like
can
this
work for good.
I see the shift. I think it's more so happened in youth, but it's also starting to happen more in adult literature and just in general. Like I said, movies, TV, like representing all the types of voices there are out there, not just.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting how it filtered up from the youth, like that movement in the youth literature to like adult.
I think it's any one little piece starts to flip all the rest. And
kids are so accepting of people who are different than them, and maybe adults can learn something.
That's the other thing. If it starts with youth literature as the kids, they're going to grow up, become the adults, and they will want to see that continue.